certainly thankful to be here. I've been looking forward to coming and get here. I thought I was going to get off yesterday from work and be here all day yesterday, but was not. But I was able to watch some of the morning services, and what I watched, I really enjoyed and was very thankful to be a part of services last night. If you have your Bibles with you, like to turn over to John chapter 19, please be praying for us. I promise you, if the Lord's not in this, this is going to be a mess, and you're going to be like, why did he even go there? But I beg you, need your prayers. More than that, we need God's presence amongst us. If you haven't been praying, please pray for me like I'm your favorite preacher. And then pray for Brother Mike like he's your favorite turd preacher. And then for Brother Ronald as he's your favorite tist. Because brothers and sisters, this ain't about us. It ain't. I want every one of y'all who's a child of God, who's seeking after the Lord, I want every one of you to know after you leave this place, this is a place that you find rest. This is a place that you're able to see the glory of God. That this is a place that you need. And I don't want anything I do to detract from that. And I beg you to be praying that the Lord just bless us in this preaching part of the service, that we'll be able to see Jesus just for a little while. If you have your Bibles with you, John chapter 19, verse 25. This is when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is on the cross. Brothers and sisters, he carried his own cross to Calvary. A crown of thorn was put upon his head. His back was split open with the whipping and the shards of metal and glass on the ends of that whip. And they treated our Lord and Savior like the scum of the earth. And they put him on a cross. And they hung him up naked. How could you treat somebody like that? And this is the way they treated our Lord, our King, the most glorious being that's ever existed. This is the way they're treating him. And he's hanging there. And his mama is standing there. And his disciple John is standing there. And I just want you to picture this scene. Jesus is suffering on the cross for you and me. And nails are through his hands, nails are through his legs and feet. And he's hanging there on the cross. He's bleeding. He's about to die. Our sins are being laid upon him. And it says in the 25th verse, now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, we understand that to be John, the writer of this book, or the penner of this book, I should say, he saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is on the cross, and he looks down and he sees his mama, he sees Mary. And, you know, I wonder, people who worship Mary, I wonder if they quote that part where Jesus says, woman, what have I to do with thee? You know? But he looks and he sees his mama. He sees Mary standing there. And he sees John. And he looks at his mama Mary. And he says, woman, behold thy son. He looks at Mary and he says, woman, your son right there. I'm leaving. I'm dying. I'm departing. You can't hold on to me as your son anymore. Treat him as your son. The way you love me as a son, that is your son now. And then in the 27th verse says, Then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. The Lord looked at John. And I mean, I pray the Lord to bless us to see this the way that he gave this to me Sunday night. And I was like, oh, that's a neat thought. And I woke up in the middle of the night, Sunday night, Monday morning, and that's all I could think about. And then Monday morning, that's all I could think about. Then all week, that's all I could think about. I want us to put ourselves in the position of John. Brothers and sisters, this really happened. Jesus is real. Jesus really died on the cross. There really was a man named Jesus. all man, all God, who died for us. There really was a man named John and a woman named Mary, and they really were standing at the cross, and she really watched her son be crucified, and he really watched the one that he followed for 3.5 years, the one that he never seen sin, the one that he's seen raise the dead, the one that he's seen give blind people back their eyesight, the one that he called Lord and Master, the one that he understood to be God. Now he is watching him on the cross, and as Jesus is suffering for John and suffering for Mary and suffering for all of God's people so that they can go to heaven, Jesus is still caring for his mother, and he looks at John and he says, "Son, behold thy mother." What if he said that to you, Brother Chris? What if Jesus is on the cross and you're standing there looking at him like, "I can't do nothing. I wish I could bring him down." He is suffering. And you don't even understand what's going on. You don't even understand why yet. You're not a Primitive Baptist preacher yet. You don't understand that we were healed by his stripes. And you're looking at this agony he's going through. And he looks at you and he says, "Chris, that's your mama. Behold her." How are you going to feel about that? You going to take that serious? Y'all think John took it serious? You know what it says that John did? It says, from that hour, John took Mary, John took Jesus' mama to his house. You ever thought about how that relationship was? I know we're in Georgia and we're not supposed to say these things in front of folks. We say this behind closed doors. Your mama ever get sassy with you? Huh? You ever have to say, "Mama"? Look. Anybody that knows me, Brother James knows my mama. You know I'm a mama's boy. And you've eaten her cooking and you know why. He loves my mama. And so do I. And I'm going to tell you, my mama, from a sisterly and just sonly perspective, my mama, besides my wife, I don't love anybody as much as my mama. I love my wife more. And I'll tell you this. My mama can get sassy. My mama can overstep her bounds. My mama can say, my mama can stay with us for a month. And she'll be like, "Now, Danny Earl, I know it's none of my business." But, you know, and she'll comment about something that me and Lydia was talking about. And I'll have to gently be like, "You are correct, mother dear. It is none of your business." Right? Amen. Anybody that you're close to, aren't the people that we're the sassiest and the least forbearing and the least long-suffering folks that we are to, aren't they sometimes the ones that we're the closest to? The ones that we got to see every day? The ones that are in our home as Mary was? But think about that. I know the Bible says to honor your father and mother, but none of us never looked at the bleeding Christ and him look down at us and say, "Behold thy mother." You think if there's one piece of bread left in the house, who do you think's going to get that piece of bread? Mary. Mary gets a little sassy. It may take her to get a whole lot sassy for John to ever say anything to Mary. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Jesus gave John a commandment. This is your mother now. You take care of her. What do you think if John went somewhere and there was a group of people talking about Mary? You think he wouldn't be like, "Hold on now. Hold on now. Jesus told me that's my mama. And you don't talk about my mama in front of me." You understand what I'm saying? You understand how serious that is? Brother, what's the point of this sermon? Jesus has already died on the cross. He's already went back to heaven. His mama's dead and buried. Her soul and spirit's in heaven with the Lord. How does this pertain to us? Go me over to Matthew chapter 12 real quick. Imagine Mary burnt the biscuits and she say, how was that? You're like, that was great. That was awesome. Jesus told me to take care of you. I ain't hurting your feelings. Look what it says here in Matthew chapter 12. Jesus is preaching. And in the 46th verse, it says, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. I'm going to tell you, people who have an unhealthy view of marriage, have you read this? Where Mary has to almost begged to come in and have the presence with the Lord. It says, then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. I'm going to tell you, this verse right here, whenever I first came to the Old Baptist, this verse right here, I've lived this verse. You can ask Brother James, I will tell everybody, wherever I go, the Old Baptist has saved my life. The Old Baptist gave me a family that I've never had. It gave me a family I've always been looking for. I'm going to tell you, whenever I was 21 years old and the Lord touched me, a year later, I didn't have a friend that I had a year ago. I had to forsake everybody. I don't have a friend now that I had when I was 21 years of age. Because I had to forsake, I had nothing. And then whenever I started preaching, my daddy told me I could either live in his house or preach the gospel, but I can't do both. And I'm going to tell you, y'all know what I needed? I needed some loved ones in my life. I needed some mothers. I needed some sons. I needed some fathers. And I'm going to tell you right here, look what it says. His mama and his siblings are coming to Jesus and they want to see him. And then look what Jesus says. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples. You know what we are this morning? We are the disciples of Christ. Amen. You know what a disciple is? They are a follower of Jesus. He stretched forth his hand towards the disciples of Jesus Christ. And he does this. Y'all know what he was doing? If you let me see, he was pointing at you. Because you are the followers of Jesus. And whenever they said, your mama and your siblings, they want to see you. He said, who is my mama? Who is my siblings? And he takes his hands and he spreads it and he points it and he says, behold. What did he say to John? He said, behold. He said, behold your mama. You know what he says to that crowd there, his followers? He says, behold. Behold my mother. Behold my sister. Behold my brother. Brothers and sisters, just like Jesus looked down at John, and he said, you take care of her. And John took it seriously. You know why? Now you know he took her to his house. God Almighty, Jesus Christ, tells you and I, behold my mothers, behold my brothers, behold my sisters. Brothers and sisters, are you getting my point? The same way that John took it serious and he made sure that he took care of the mama of Jesus, I got to look at Brother James as my father. I look at Brother Wynn as my brother. I look at Sister Erica as my sweet sister. And you know what? She does too. You know why? She cooked breakfast for a bunch of folks this morning. You know why? Because it's a church meeting. Because that's her brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we take care of each other. We love one another.
Amen.
We receive one another.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you what. Just like, I bet you, John was very forbearing and very long-suffering to Mary, because Jesus said, "Behold thy mother," and from that hour, he took her into his house. I just know that there was a seriousness in the relationship and how he treated us. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we've received so many blessings from God, we forget we're not any more special than other children of God. We're all his children. When I say all of his children are his children, we got the same love for Jesus. He loves us the same. I'm going to tell you, there was a time when my sister just made me mad. I remember people probably tired of hearing me talking about this. My sister just got me so mad, and I was so infuriated at my sister. And I got off from work one day, and I come home, and I had worked in the ER all night. My mom was cooking me breakfast, because that's her love language, is food, and she loves me. But she's cooking me breakfast. I'm talking about good bread, like an omelet and pork chops. I mean, it's good. And you know what she's doing as she's serving me, brother? You know what I'm doing as she's serving me, Brother Ronald? I'm running down her daughter. I'm saying, her back of this, her back of that. She's so this, she's so that. And I'm just bringing out all her faults and all her failures. And my sweet little 5 foot nothing mama turns around with that plate full of food, with her loving smile, puts it on my table, says, "You know you're not perfect, right?" And she goes back and she starts washing dishes. Brothers and sisters, I may be mean to Brother Tracy. I don't. I love that brother. I just listen to him talk all day. But I may be mean to Brother Tracy sometimes. But he's been mean to other people too. He's a sinner. Somebody may have sinned against you, but you sinned against other people. The Bible says it. Get over it.
Amen.
You got Mary in your home.
Amen.
You got the child of the king amongst you. Behold, your family right here. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I was bankrupt when I came to the church. I wanted a spiritual father. I was raised by somebody who did not believe in God. I'm going to tell you what, God has given me spiritual fathers all over this country.
Amen.
That man, Brother James Isaac, he's my daddy. And he is stern with me too. But he does it in such a kind way. He really does. Brother Ronald, whenever three churches has called me and I didn't know where to go, I hadn't talked to Brother Ronald in years. And he calls me up. And from just over the phone, he just put his arm around my shoulder and just guided me through the process. I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, my wife, she wants kids more than anything else in this world. But guess what? She's got some. She's got some little Rubies and some little Sadies and some little Abbeys. And I'll even say some little Graces. Brothers and sisters, we're a family.
Amen.
Don't look at what you don't got. Look at what you got.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, let us treat each other like family.
Amen.
Now, I don't have fellowship with most of my family, but not my family. Y'all are Bryants and Lords and Howards. Y'all, everybody's a member of y'all's family. But what I'm saying is, let us realize we all stink. In the sight of God without a mediator, we all stink.
Amen.
We all going to mess up. We all going to burn the biscuits. We all going to get on each other's nerves. But we belong to Christ.
Amen.
And let us treat each other like that.
Amen.
God bless you.